In theory and by law, the custodian of Al-Aqsa Mosque, one of the three holy sites of Islam, is King Abdullah II of Jordan. He is responsible for its maintenance, security, and, if need be, defense. But when I visited last month, Israeli security forces were everywhere, with a police station set up at the center of the compound. Mosque workers told me that they cannot repaint their offices or mend a water pipe without Israeli permission. The walls of the ancient prayer hall at the southern end of the site are pitted with bullet holes, where Israeli forces have opened fire on worshippers. According to the long-standing status quo arrangement, which is supported by international law, this interference is not just outrageous, it's completely illegal. But worse is planned. Middle East Eye reported last week that the US and Israel are conspiring to strip the Jordanian royal family of its historic custodianship. A US official has denied the report, but under the plan described to Middle East Eye by American, Jordanian and Palestinian officials, Israel would gain control over the appointment of imams and senior mosque officials. The plan, reportedly being pushed by US President Donald Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, is based on a dark precedent, the division of the Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron after Jewish terrorist Baruch Goldstein massacred 29 Palestinians in 1994. That is no coincidence. Goldstein is one of Israel's National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir's heroes. He hung a photograph of Goldstein on his living room wall before he entered politics. Today, Ben-Gvir regularly forces his way into Al-Aqsa. Last month, he declared, "I feel like the owner here." Successive Israeli chief rabbis have condemned Jewish activists who follow Ben-Gvir's example. These radical groups are set on the destruction of the Dome of the Rock, the ancient Islamic shrine at the heart of the Al-Aqsa complex, and they want its replacement by a third temple, which many religious Jews believe will open the way for the Messiah. Thus far, Jordan's King Abdullah has swallowed his pride at the ever more dangerous Israeli encroachments at Al-Aqsa. But will he yield again if Netanyahu gives the go-ahead to the reported Kushner-Huckabee plan? Some of his advisers in Amman will likely advise him that standing up to the Israelis will only end in defeat and obliteration. They will remind him that Jordan depends on Israel for its security, as well as basic essentials like water. In a country whose 12 million people live largely in a strip of land along the Israeli border. If Abdullah wants to stay on the throne, they might well add, Israel is a merciless and ruthless enemy. Yet there are powerful arguments pointing Abdullah towards resistance. These are set out with great clarity in a white paper on Al-Aqsa, authorized by Abdullah himself 6 years ago. It reads, "From the first day of the Great Arab Revolt in 1916, the Hashemite kings have led the Arab army in defense of the identity of Palestine, its people, and the holy sites of Jerusalem. The white paper asserts on behalf of the Hashemites the sacred duty to, I quote, defend it and protect it if necessary. Crucially, it asserts that it is only the custodian, HM King Abdullah II, who can call for its defense physically and for him to determine the exact way to do that." The white paper goes on to note that the very permission and justification for a just war, casus belli, is given in the Holy Quran as a defense of religious sites, including churches and synagogues. In other words, Abdullah has the right to launch a religious war in defense of Al-Aqsa in the event that it is seized by Israel. Most experts with whom I have spoken say that Abdullah will likely content himself with a statement of protest if Israel comes for Al-Aqsa. But do remember this, the king has stood up to Trump and Netanyahu before. As MEE revealed in February 2025, King Abdullah sent a message to Washington and Tel Aviv that Jordan was ready to declare war on Israel if Netanyahu carried out his threat to forcibly expel Palestinians into his territory. Abdullah was under no illusion that Jordan could defeat Israel's vastly superior armed forces in battle, but he may have calculated that Israel would face an unacceptable cost if it overthrew the Hashemites. The Israeli border with Jordan stretches for 400 kilometers, almost the entire length of the country. Most of that border is mountainous terrain and in parts all but impossible to police. Israel could thus face the prospect of the kind of protracted guerrilla campaign that ultimately drove the United States from Iraq and Afghanistan, a campaign that would certainly draw in fighters from Syria, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and beyond. Abdullah, who stands 41st in a well-documented direct line of descent from the Prophet Muhammad, will know that tensions have reached a boiling point over the Israeli annihilation of Gaza, alongside its atrocities in the occupied West Bank and Jordan. All Jordanians feel guilt at having sat out the Israeli bombardment and dismantling of Gaza. This national guilt helps explain why Jordan's western border can pose such a threat to Israel. The king may also reflect that the world has changed. After Donald Trump's Iran humiliation, the United States is no longer quite the force it once was. If Abdullah goes to war for Al-Aqsa, an apparently defenseless Jordan may find that it has more friends than Trump and Netanyahu expect. It's not just the future of the Hashemite dynasty that depends on his choice, nor only the future of the Middle East. Many fear that if Israel storms Al-Aqsa, it may provoke a religious war.